This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The bells of Bethlehem rang out under gray skies on Christmas morning today, but the usual holiday crowds were missing due to travel restrictions related to the coronavirus pandemic. Shopkeepers and hotel owners in the Palestinian city reported far lower business than the years before the pandemic halted the arrival of wealthy foreign tourists. The changes have had a devastating effect on the economy. In Manger Square, hundreds of Christians, mostly those who live or work locally, gathered near the tree and crib to sing carols and bring some cheer to the scene outside the Church of the Nativity. A souvenir vendor told Reuters his business was about 2% of what it had been in pre-pandemic years. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines, Asia's largest Roman Catholic nation, are marking Christmas without homes, adequate food and water, electricity or cell phone connections after a powerful typhoon left at least 375 people dead last week and devastated mostly central island provinces. Elsewhere, New Zealanders are celebrating Christmas in the warmth of midsummer with few restrictions in one of the few countries in the world largely untouched by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Australia is marking the holiday amid a surge of COVID-19 cases, worse than at any other stage of the pandemic, and adding more pain for travelers. Airlines around the world canceled hundreds of flights as the Omicron variant jumbled schedules and drew down staffing levels. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News. Television images from Sunday showed protesters in Sudan, protesters opposed to military rule on Saturday, reaching the vicinity of the presidential palace in Khartoum for the second time in a week. This despite a heavy military presence, tear gas, and a communications blackout. A witness told Reuters news agency that Sudanese security forces fired the tear gas to disperse the crowds. It's the 10th day of major demonstrations since the October 25th coup. Protests have continued even after November 21st, when Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok was reinstated in his post. The demonstrators are demanding that the military have no role in government during a transition to free elections. Internet services were disrupted in the capital. Witnesses said soldiers blocked roads earlier in the day. Locals were also unable to make or receive telephone calls, but people were still able to post on social media. Images showed protests taking place in several other cities. Reuters said the military could not be immediately reached for comment. The UN Special Representative to Sudan has urged Sudanese authorities not to stand in the way of Saturday's demonstrations, saying freedom of expression is a human right. Kenya will offer COVID-19 booster shots to individuals 6 months after their initial shots. This, according to a statement from the Kenyan Health Ministry on Saturday. The news came a day after the country logged its highest rate of positive COVID-19 tests. Kenya last month said it would demand proof of vaccination to access public spaces and transport from December 21st onward. Kenya nevertheless has a low vaccination rate, with just over 14% of Kenyan adults having been fully vaccinated. The U.S. will lift travel restrictions on 8 southern African countries that it imposed shortly after the discovery of the Omicron variant in South Africa. The White House says the temporary travel bans brought scientists the necessary time to study the new virus variant. The World Health Organization and leaders in southern Africa have criticized the travel ban as ineffective. It had barred entry to all non-U.S. citizens who had been recently in South Africa, Botswana, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and other nations. It will be lifted on New Year's Eve. And Lebanon's top Christian cleric, Bachara Boutros al-Rayt, stressed the importance of the country holding legislative elections next year as he delivered his Christmas sermon on Saturday. He also called for the government to convene, saying that failing to do so sets a precedent that may hinder the function of future governments. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.